The United States will resume trade negotiations with Canada immediately after Ottawa scrapped its digital services tax targeting U.S. technology firms, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said on Monday. "Absolutely," Hassett said on Fox News Channel when asked about the talks restarting. U.S. President Donald Trump had asked the Canadians to take the tax off at a G7 meeting in Canada earlier in June, he said. "It's something that they've studied, now they've agreed to, and for sure, that means that we can get back to the negotiations." Canada halted its plans to begin collecting a new digital services tax targeting U.S. technology firms just hours before this was due to start on Monday in a bid to advance stalled trade negotiations with the U.S. Canada's finance ministry said late on Sunday that Prime Minister Mark Carney and Trump would resume trade negotiations in order to agree on a deal by July 21. "Thank you, Canada, for removing your digital services tax, which was intended to stifle American innovation and would have been a deal-breaker for any trade deal with America," U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick responded in a post on X. Stocks hit record highs on Wall Street on Monday morning as sentiment in the markets rose amid optimism about U.S. trade negotiations with key partners, including Canada. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also struck an optimistic tone over the potential for a flurry of trade deals ahead of a July 9th deadline, after which 10% U.S. tariff rates on imports from many countries are set to snap back to Trump's April 2nd announced rates of 11% to 50%. But Bessent, speaking on Bloomberg Television, warned that countries may not get extensions from that deadline, even if they are negotiating in good faith, as he suggested previously. "Any extensions would be up to Trump himself," Bessent said. Trump abruptly called off trade talks with Canada on Friday over Ottawa's digital services tax, saying it was a blatant attack. He reiterated this on Sunday, pledging to set a new tariff rate on Canadian goods within the next week, which threatened to push U.S.-Canada relations back into chaos after a period of relative calm. "We have countries that are negotiating in good faith, but they should be aware that if we can't get across the line because they are being recalcitrant, then we could spring back to the April 2nd levels," Bessent said. "I hope that won't have to happen." Trump and Carney met at the G7 summit, with the Canadian Prime Minister saying they had agreed to wrap up a new economic agreement within 30 days. Canada's planned digital tax was 3% of the digital services revenue a firm takes in from Canadian users above $20 million in a calendar year, and payments were to be retroactive to 2022. It would have impacted giant U.S. technology firms, including Amazon.com, Meta, Alphabet's Google, and Apple. The tax collection slated for Monday will be halted, a statement from CNBC.